name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. My beloved, today we hear a account of how the apostle had healed a cripple that was from the childhood. But if you noticed in the reading, it said that he felt the faith that the man had ahead of time. And that's when he's feeling the faith that the man had. Then he taken and healed him. And he started to jump around and rejoice. But that was in a country that was all filled with pagan worshippers. And they immediately seeing that great miracle, they have decided that, oh, it must be one of the goddesses that came down in the form of a people and making this miracle. And so the priest of the pagan god, the Dia, decided that they're going to have to bring sacrifices to them because they are gods that came to visit them. It was St. Paul and Varnava, my beloved. Well, of course, it disturbed right away the apostles. They felt so sorry for them that they took it that way. And then they have preached to them, of course, Christ and the new and good news about the salvation and so on. And my beloved, they went out to preach to the whole world. Are you doing that? Are you preaching to the whole world the truth, the new good news that the Lord has come down here to save every one of us? He doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants everybody to be saved. My beloved, we are so many times seem to be oblivious of that. As Orthodox Christians, we have to be missionary minded also. And if we can't talk about it, we can't bring by the words, but the prayer must be there. We must pray for all those who are not accepting the Lord, so that the Lord will make the miracles and bring them to the kingdom of heaven. Just a couple of days ago, we had the celebration of St. Constantine and heaven. And as you know, that the Lord had directly called St. Constantine to worship him, as he did to St. Paul. It wasn't any other preacher or anybody in the world that brought him in to the church, but it was the sign that the Lord sent to St. Constantine in the sky, so that he will understand. And the cross had also a sign: with this you're going to conquer. And he was able to conquer the enemy, and the enemy was Caesar, that was actually torturing and having a terrible he tried to eliminate totally the Christians in that time. He hated them so much. And so St. Constantine went to war against them and entered finally as a victor into the Rome. And he was greeted with great joy, because by that time there was already so many Christians over there. And so he got converted by the Lord himself. Well, there are some few people that the Lord does convert himself. Well, but if you have a situation where you know somebody just doesn't want to accept the Lord and seem to be strayed away from the Lord or never knew the Lord, well, and you can't reach him by words, you do it by prayer. Let's do it. Let's have fervent prayer, asking for the Lord to touch their hearts somehow, so that they will turn and to see the truth. The truth is our Lord, my beloved. Our Lord God said that, ask and you shall receive. And you have to believe that. And we have to take it on faith. If we don't have the faith, then of course we are not going to be heard, because the Lord wants us to develop the faith. He wants us to believe that he is the Almighty, and anything, he can do anything. And of course he wants salvation of everybody. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. Well, in today's gospel we hear a situation where the Lord had been preaching actually for 3 days. And as he was preaching, the people gotten after 3 days quite hungry. They didn't eat anything, and to let them go, to go to their houses, some of them would have to be traveling maybe another day or more, because some of them came from afar. There were a multitude of them. And so the Lord tells the disciples, feed the people. And Apostle Andrew said, Lord, we have only, the young man has, or the child there has, 2 fishes and 5 breads. And that's what we have. But what is that to all the multitude? And the Lord said to him, well, let them sit down. There's a nice grass here. Let them sit down in the rows of 50. And he took the 5 breads and the 2 fishes, and he blessed the bread and the fishes, and broke them up and gave it to the disciples for the disciples to go and give it to the people. And whoa, a great miracle is happening in front of everybody. That little, the 5 breads and the 2 fishes seemed to be enlarging all the time. And as the disciples were giving them out, they kept on giving and giving them, and they have given out all the bread and all the fishes, and everybody not only had a little bit to eat, but they filled themselves. Not only filled themselves, but there was leftovers. And the Lord says, go and now collect the leftovers. And the leftovers, there were 12 baskets of bread leftovers. And it doesn't say how much of the fishes that was left over. But my beloved, well, the Lord, there's nothing impossible. He could do everything. He had created all this beauty that you see. He sustains every flower, everything that you see. But how many times do we glorify him? He made it for who? For himself? No, he really made it for us. He said that he made it for Adam and Eve so that they would be able to rejoice in seeing all this and glorify him. That's why he made it. Do we glorify our Lord by seeing the nature, by seeing the flowers, by seeing all this that the Lord has not only created but continues to sustain the life of everything? I have to say, for a great sadness, no, very seldom we glorify God. We praise him for all these things. And yet we should do that. We should really do that. That gives us the joy in the heart. You want to keep the joy of the heart and the presence of the Lord? Well, do that. Let's try to glorify him. Whatever we see, when we see something, we immediately, our thoughts are not in the temporary, are not in the clinging to the beauty of whatever we see in front of us, but our thoughts are immediately should be drawn to the Lord, the Almighty, the loving God, the God that had created all this because he loves us so much, and that he sent his Son to be crucified for us, to save us, to take us away from all the horrible things that happen after we sin. Because the Lord had warned Adam and Eve at that time, just do not take it from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the difference between good and evil. And my beloved, if you do, the Lord said, then you will die. Because it's every sin is actually a poison, a poison that destroys us. And we all now, because of our ancestors have committed the first sin, now we all have to go through this. We have to go through living here and a little bit, and some less and some more, and then finally dying. The Lord separates our soul from our body. Our body goes into the ground usually, and then the Lord promises to resurrect us as he had resurrected himself after being in the grave for 3 days. And he is life. The Lord, our Lord, is life. And then, of course, he prepared us for the eternal life, for us to be able to rejoice. We think that these are beautiful things that we see here today by watching the nature. But Holy Father say that in the kingdom of heaven, everything is going to be much, much more beautiful. And it's when I was growing up, then they had these little boxes. boxes, they called televisions, and they had a black and white. And but then later on, color came in, and it was, what a difference. Well, just like all the beauty that we see today here is going to be looked into us like black and white compared to how beautiful it's going to be in the kingdom of heaven. As Apostle Paul went up in the third heaven, he was taken, and he couldn't describe what is there, because there's no way, there's nothing to compare it here on this earth. It is so beautiful and so good. Let's go after the Lord. Let's understand it. Look what happened in today's gospel. But the people, immediately seeing that miracle of being fed, they got all impressed, and to the point they started to say, oh, there's the Lord has sent us a big prophet to be able to do that. But why? He had done so many miracles. The Lord had healed so many people. He resurrected the dead. He did all kinds of things, and they were not so much impressed. Why? Because their heart wasn't co-suffering with the ones that were sick that he healed. Because their heart was still cold. They weren't rejoicing so much when they saw the resurrection, or they saw the healing of a person that was lame, or that was bedridden for years and years. Because it didn't touch their heart that much, because they're not centered on the love of their neighbor. They were centered on themselves. And here the Lord fed all these multitudes. This is what they were craving for, to get that temporary thing here on this earth. My beloved, we have to start to realize that our goal is, and we have to look at the kingdom of heaven. We have to look at everything through the eyes of the kingdom of heaven, not for the temporary things. We have to realize the temporary thing, all this beauty and all things that we see, it is going to perish. It's going to be burning up eventually. But the eternal life is something that's going to be always there, and we'll be able to forever rejoice in there, as we can have a little touch of the glimpse of the joy in our heart when we say Christ is risen. We will be able to say that for the eternity, and we will be able to rejoice, and we will be able to see our Lord as the angels see the Lord, and see all the heavenly dwellers, and truly the joy will never be dampened by anything, because there is no sickness, there is no sorrows, there is no death in the eternal life. There's nothing but joy and rejoicing of being with the Lord. Amen. Christ is risen.